You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
There, this is God's plan for redemption.
It's a lot of income.
And good morning. We are so glad to be with you today. And that was David musing over the day
musing
as it's approaching.
Day,
and
yes.
Welcome, David and Karen.
Thank you.
And
good morning.
Have Ben from Jacksonville, and we have Sherry, and have the Lord with us today, and a lot of you. And it's so great to have you joining us today. This is Prayer and Share, second week, day two of the second week. And we are here to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to give you an opportunity to be a part of helping us do that. And so this is Prayer and Share. We'll be opening up the phone lines. Those numbers will be made available to you, looking for your call. And I know some of you are getting out the door, so you're looking to be able to do that rather quickly this morning. We start the morning, having finished off last night at $70,001. $70,001. And $25 came walking through the door.
Walking through the door.
Literally. It pursued me, and it demanded that I not stop making the money until we hit $70,000. And so that's where we are, $70,001. So to Pat, who came in here last night, thank you, Pat. You pushed us up to that $70,000, and that's where we were hopeful for sure to get at least last evening. But we still have $154,999. To go to fully fund the operations for the next 6 months. And so your donation today is going to be extremely important. And so as we open our hearts this morning to look into the Word of God, we are going to be in Psalm. In the songbook, we're going to be in Psalm chapter 40 this morning, Psalm 40. And I ask that the Lord would open our hearts to receive His Word, receive His grace, and receive guidance by the Holy Spirit this day. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be astounded. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. O Lord my God, You have done many miracles for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. If I tried to recite all Your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that You have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come, and this has been written about me in Your scroll. I take joy in doing Your will, my God, for Your law is written on my heart. I have told all Your people about Your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as You, O Lord, well know. I have not kept this good news hidden in my heart. I have talked about Your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of Your unfailing love and faithfulness. And I believe I will stop right there at verse 10. I really like verse 9 and 10. I have told all Your people about Your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as You, O Lord, well know. I have not kept this good news hidden in my heart. I've talked about Your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of Your unfailing love and faithfulness. And that is what we're endeavoring to do right here at WCNO. If you hear me say that WCNO has a big mouth, we do. But we have a big mouth for God. And so our goal is to lift up Jesus, and we invite you to be a part of that great mission. And it is a great mission. And we don't want to keep any of the good news hidden. We want to get it out. And yesterday we had some great guests here with us in the studio, and they were talking about the greatness of God. And I was thrilled to have Todd the Plumber in here sharing about the miraculous deliverance of the Lord that he had. And of course, it was awesome to have Arlen, the pastor from the Seminole Reservation, Big Cypress Church, with us talking about what God's doing on the reservation. And that was quite exciting. And so today we are again trusting the Lord that we will have guests just show up. Maybe some of you will show up today. But most of all, we welcome the presence of God to show up today. Most gracious Father, as we have brought ourselves together for another day, we got up this morning with thanksgiving on our hearts. Lord, you woke us up this morning, and we're excited to be alive on this Tuesday. And this is an exciting day. It's a great day. It's a great day for us to lift your people up in prayer. I pray for those who are just getting up, the children that are maybe already heading out the door to school. We pray over them. We pray over our schools. We pray over the elementary, preschools, middle schools, high schools, colleges, universities, Father, that are scattered. We pray for the educators. We pray that righteousness would be restored to the educational system in our nation. We pray, Father, for those who serve us as police officers, those who serve as firemen, those who are doctors, nurses, those who serve in many different capacities of professional business, and those who serve in every line of work, those who are in a healthcare facility today facing some surgery. We're thinking of Maria this morning and pray for her, lift her up, Father, as well as many others who are on the schedule today for surgery. We pray for them. We pray for your people who may be in nursing homes or retirement facilities. We pray for comfort, for peace, Father, and for purpose in the lives of your people today. And Father, we lift up those who lead us. We lift up the president. We lift up President Biden. We lift up his wife and lift up the family. We pray for those who are in the Senate, the Congress. We pray for our local mayors, commissioners that serve in different capacities. And Father, we think of the body of Christ, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the prophets. We think of those who serve in the body that are to equip the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. We remember the missionaries that are out, the apostles that are out serving in other countries. We think of the body of Christ that is under attack in so many nations. And we think of Israel today, and we pray for the salvation of Israel as a nation, as your chosen people. We pray, Father, for protection upon them. We pray for deliverance from destruction and war and evil. And we pray against the plans and intentions of the devil on every continent today, and pray that God would arise, that the enemies would be scattered, that the people of God would be strengthened, and that as we go forth this day, that we would go forth with a shout of victory, knowing that our God reigns from the heavens. For, Father, we will not live with fear or discouragement or anxiety or unbelief, for we have put our trust in you. Father, you are our provider. We lift up WCNO and all of our family of listeners. Thank you, Father, for blessing our listening audience so they can be givers and they can be prayer support, and together we can continue this great ministry. Thank you, Father, for strength for the day, for your guidance and direction in everything that is said and heard. We give all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor unto you, because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
All right. Well, I know some of you just cannot make a phone call until 7:15, but there's a couple of you out there that might be able to make a call at 7:09. And so we will see if you are available. Well, Karen, why don't you get those phone numbers out, because I know people are just waiting to hear if Karen is awake this morning.
I am. I'm wide awake.
Wide awake. Mm.
And that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right. So those are numbers. You can also go to our website this morning, and we're looking for a lot of calls today. A lot of calls.
You can also text us too. I mean,
there
that's
you
a,
go.
That's another option for you. Text the digits, or the letters rather, WCNO to the number 24365. That's 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year, or in this year, 366 days out of this year. 772-221-1100. We've got lines available.
Right now, those lines are open. And there we go.
Call.
We have, thank you for that caller. Yeah, we have other lines that are open. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And today, we're just believing the Lord for a great day.
154,000 we've got to go by
Friday
of this week.
By Friday.
That's when everything's done. So
it's done.
If you're waiting till the last minute, we've only got Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Tuesday, so today, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. So, yeah.
That's it.
Then we're done.
That's it. That's what
time
we have.
Time is moving on.
Yes, it is.
Time is moving on, and I'm just looking at our lineup for today. And of course, you know, we would like to be able to include more programming, but we are limited in that because it's imperative that we stay in touch and we take all your calls. And so if we have some good income this morning between now and the next few minutes, I would like to play the Joyce Meyer program. That's a 15-minute program that's at the bottom of the hour. And so we would love to be able to do that. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your heart this morning.
Yeah, 772-221-1100.
Amen. All day long.
So, Karen, how was traffic this morning?
It was very light.
Was it quiet?
Yes.
Did it seem like the state had been vacated?
Yes, it did. I got here even 6 minutes earlier.
Wow.
Than I did yesterday, and I left exactly the same time.
Yeah, I was concerned when I pulled in, and you were already here, and I thought, I've done something wrong this morning.
Well, I was concerned when your car wasn't here.
Well, you know, there's important things in the morning, you know, like coffee and, you know,
That
things like that that you, know, you can't leave the house without, you know. So.
Well,
so no coffee incidents for you, Jonathan.
Well, I left my mug here last evening.
No. And he's scurrying around the house looking for his coffee mug.
The mug. And so, so that didn't.
And then, of course, the wife was asleep, so, you know, you can't, you know.
She was sleeping.
She could have probably went straight to it or, you know.
You left
it somewhere. It's over here, yes.
I couldn't blame her. You know, there was nothing that I could say.
It was all on his own.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to blame her either, of course. You know that.
772-221-1100. We've got some lines available. So maybe you're getting ready for work, you know, and you want to get this knocked out and you haven't made your contribution yet. Now's a good time. We need you. 772-221-1100.
And we know that there's many people that only listen to WCNO when they're on their way to work. You know, if you enjoy the programs that you're hearing, then, you know, consider making a donation.
I mean, imagine if you were to tune in this morning and this was not here. I mean, so many people don't think about that, you know, or imagine if it was a different radio station or another.